He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you totally live and 100% in living color from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We are on show number 510. Remember, you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That's thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. And I promise I will answer all my emails. So if you have a tech question or you have a product that you may want to have reviewed, just drop me a line at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, and I will definitely get you on the air real easy. Okay, a lot of crazy things. We're going to be all over the place today. Because I have so much other information that I want to share with you today, we are not going to do a gadget review, but we have a lot of cool information. That said, let's get right into it. First off, I want to tell you that I'm excited because I guess we could say at least a little bit the pandemic is under control with people getting vaccinated. So that said, it appears that the National Association of Broadcasters annual meeting that takes place in Vegas in April, is actually scheduled, and they're very beefed up and excited to do that. And I just found this out last week. So we're excited because we'll be back on the air doing our show live from Las Vegas. So that's exciting. Also, we know that CES, the Consumer Electronics Show, which is the big boy of them all, will be being held next year again in January in Vegas. So the Consumer Electronics Show is definitely one of the big boys, the big boy, I think, out there. And we do plan to be there with actually more coverage than ever. Oddly enough, the year or two-year vacation from those shows has everybody pumped up and ready to go and see all our old clients and friends. And I'm definitely looking forward to getting back to the hot seat there in Vegas. So, okay, let's take a look at some of our news today. The first thing I need to tell you is most of you know, if you don't know, that the iPhone backup or storage of your photos is going to disappear June 1st. We're very close to June 1st and it's going to go away. So I myself have been using that since it's been out. I have well over 100,000 photos up there on storage, and it makes me insane that they're going to go bye-bye in a couple weeks, in a week actually. So you need to back those up or suck them down and put them somewhere else. There have been all kinds of other sites. Flickr, for whatever reason, seems to be the number one choice to migrate from. So if you're on Amazon, Apple Photo backup, you now want to convert that. So what I am going to be doing is I'm going to, and I've always been on this anyway, unlimited photo storage. If you're an Amazon Prime member, boom, you are automatically going to be covered. Unlimited photo storage. Prime members get unlimited full resolution photo storage and 5 gigabytes for video. You can pay more and get more, but it's real easy to get started with that unlimited full resolution photo storage with Prime, secure automatic backup of photos and videos, easily access across all your devices, and get free shipping when you order prints. You're not going to find a better deal out there, trust me. So if you're concerned about that or if you forgot about it, right now is the time to start your migration. And all you do is sign into your account, just click get started, and it's going to ask you for your user ID and all that stuff, and away you go. So definitely please take advantage of that, because June 1st, as I said, very close, and all those photos are going to go bye-bye. It's a pain in the neck. I wish they would have come out with a mechanism to keep your photos there and pay, like, I don't know, a nominal fee, like 10 bucks a year or something. That would have been great, but that's not the case. Okay, we have some interesting gadgets, if you will, that I found this week that are on sale. These are great buys. I, as you know, am a freak, a sucker for any kind of light, whether it's LED or otherwise. And I don't know why. It must be something from my early childhood. I don't know. But I have all kinds of insane, crazy lights throughout my house. I love them. And I always buy them. Fortunately, they're not too expensive. I just came across these types of bulbs this week for the first time. And oh my God, I was like, wow, what are these things? I think they're a little expensive. They're 40 bucks a piece plus free shipping. I did buy, I think, one or two of them. But look at some of the color blends that you're going to get with these things. So they are definitely pretty cool. And I, as I said, bought one or two, but you're not going to find these bulbs in Walmart or anywhere else. But these happen to be on sale now with free shipping for 40 bucks a piece at a place called Tanga, T-A-N-G-A. Will be in the show notes. I know a lot of you didn't get the show notes last week, so what I'm going to do is this week I'm going to post last week's show notes plus this week. I'm sorry about that. I forgot. I'm sorry. So these are very cool. They look real neat. The only thing I'm a tad skeptical about is the wattage. These are LEDs. The base socket is an E27, E26. They're not dimmable, but this slightly concerns me. And with LEDs, it's always a little fuzzy how much light you're going to get. But this says 1.5 watts, so I'm assuming these are about 15 watts-ish, maybe 30. I don't know. I'll let you know when I get them. I should get them in a week or so. But they're probably more on the decorative or for use in a room that's dark or nightlight type of light. But again, they are like really cool. I really like these. Also, another bulb I just saw this morning, also on Tag, and I went, I got ripped off, but not really. These are slightly different. These are 23 bucks a piece. Similar, but not really. These are more, I don't want to say watery, but they're just a more bizarre type of bulb, but I think they're cool as hell. I'm probably going to get one or two of these. If I don't like them, I can always return them, but you know, that's a cool bulb. I mean, there's just cool stuff. They are. I'll bring that to your attention. And now let's move on. So every other week I get an email. Hey, Gadget Professor, where's some more cool sites that you get stuff from? Well, as you know, I always use DealNews.com, and that would be right here. So this is DealNews.com. I check this all the time. As a matter of fact, like, I needed a chainsaw, and before I buy one, I'll go on Deal News, and you can just Deal News it, and just put in chainsaw or whatever it is that you want, click, and boom, it shows you all the ones that are on sale. As a matter of fact, I have this one. This was 35 bucks. This was a great deal. It's a handy little saw if you're interested in a chainsaw. Battery operated and nice for just cutting down little branches and shrubs and things like that. But this was 20 bucks, 35 bucks regularly, 70 bucks. So that's a good deal. Now, why this is 35 and the same one is 40, I don't know, but I picked this one. So that's Deal News, not to be confused with Deal Wiki, which may be new to you, but Deal Wiki is a similar site, different stuff, not as robust as Deal News, but someone said, hey, where do you get these cool things from it, cool deals? These are the places that I frequently would go to, and they have some cool things on there. You got to be careful of what you buy. Some of it's just garbage, but some of it's decent. I mean, here's a a Tecpo 63-piece set 20-volt drill kit. I don't need one, but for $55, it probably works. I could just tell by looking at it, it's probably not that powerful, but again, it depends what you need. They got all kinds of crazy things on here, so it's just another interesting site that you probably don't want to go on because you're in a buying stuff. Yeah, so this is some cool sites we have. I may have mentioned this, oh, I don't know, a year ago, but I still go back to the site every so often. Next couple things that we're going to cover are going to be cool websites because I've got a lot of good feedback that people like these interesting sites that I frequently go to. So this is called MapCrunch. This site just gets better and better. You click on it, of course, you can pick where you want by country, but it's going to drop you on a road and you got to figure out where you are. And it's all, you know, virtual reality type of stuff. So you can just go down the road and, you know, you can 360 whatever way you want to go, and it's just interesting stuff. It's fun. Your kids will love this, but I have no idea where this is. So you know, again, it's just one of these fun sites that that I like to go to, and you may find it interesting too. Really cool, really is. Okay, this next site is for folks that have way too much time on their hands, but also like to quote statistical facts. This is a neat site. It's Internet Live Stats, and it constantly changes because the internet is constantly changing. So internet users around the world, and it shows you 4,929,522,475. Yeah, pretty surprised I can read that number, huh? Yeah. This shows you the total number of websites, the total number of emails sent by the second. Google searches, interesting. There's almost as many Google searches today in one day as there are internet users in the world. It's pretty interesting stuff. Shows you the tweets that were sent today, views on YouTube, photos uploaded, Tumblr posts, and if you're smart about this, you can look at it and you can say, what social media is going to give me the biggest bang for the buck? So I'm looking at Pinterest, Skype, websites that were hacked today. That's interesting. Twitter accounts, Google active users, Facebook active users, Tumblr photos uploaded. And interestingly enough, a quick look at it shows that definitely by far YouTube has more videos viewed in terms of websites than anybody else. The second, a close second to that is going to be Facebook. So it's just interesting statistical analysis. I find it very interesting. So you may want to check that site out. It's internetlivestats.com. Again, this will be in the show notes, and they will go out as soon as I finish with this show. I'm going to push that button and send all those show notes out. I promise. All right. This next site is a very bizarre site. Most of you won't like it, but I'm putting it here because I like it. Let me refresh this. This is called radio.garden. You kind of got to get your head around this site, but you can put in anywhere in the world. Okay, right now, as I said, I'm in Scottsdale, Arizona, and it will actually show me what stations are on and working. And if I click Independent Talk 1100 KFI, that's in Cave Creek, Arizona, it will actually start playing that station, and it actually gives you a map of where that station is. So it actually will show you and let you hear what's on the radio station wherever you want in the world. So for example, I'm going to just put in Scranton, Pennsylvania. Here it is, Scranton, PA. And I'm going to click on this, right? So right now they have Pocono Mountain Radio, Gem 104, WSX, WVI. It just shows you all the stations that are there. I remember when I was a kid growing up there, they used to have WEJL. That was kind of classical music. I never liked that station back then, and I know why. Because whenever I would go to the dentist's office when I was a kid, He loved WEJL. It drove me nuts, but he'd play this classical music, trying to relax me, you know, 8-9-year-old kid who's off the walls, you know, getting the drill in my teeth, and I'm hearing that classical music, and he was, you know, very calm and drove me nuts. I hated going to the dentist. That's a whole nother story for a different time. So also we had, you know, a WARM, that was a station I listened to with Harry West, for all you Scrantonians back there who remember those days. But this will let you listen to what's playing on the radio, and it will also show you where the radio station is. So it's very cool. It's you can just pull the map around of the world and go to any place you want and hear what's playing. Interesting site, a lot of fun. I do enjoy it. Now, a similar site, I'm not going to spend too much time on it because it's so esoteric, but again, it's one of the cool internet sites that I occasionally like to go to break up the monotony. This one is the Musical Time Machine. So basically, you can go back in time from the start of radio and hear what's being played, you know, that day or that year. It's a lot of fun. It's really cool. You know, if you have elderly parents or relatives or friends, they'll get a real kick out of this site. It's very nicely done. Now, another site that I absolutely love is Unexplained Mysteries. You know, sometimes at night when I'm trying to calm down and get ready to go to bed, I'll start reading this website. But they got some really cool, I think it's really cool stuff. Did giants really exist? Ancient aliens, all the evidence reviewed. Unexplained Mysteries, it's called coolandinterestingstuff.com. This is a really, really interesting website. I know you're going to like it, so check it out. It's got some strange things in there with facts and documentation. It's one of the more interesting sites I've ever come across. So Unexplained Mysteries, it's at coolinterestingstuff.com, and they got all kinds of things. They got weird stuff, serial killers. I know you're interested in that. Aliens, which has always been a great topic for me. I absolutely believe in that stuff. I know, but it's very cool. So check this site out. You're gonna like it. Check it out. That's all I can tell you. It's cool. Yeah. Okay, another site that I do definitely like is GeoGeyser. This is another insane website. There are ads on this which are a pain in the neck, but this has some interesting facts and embark on a journey in the world that takes you all over the world. From the most desolate roads in Australia to the busy, bustling streets of New York City, you have famous places you can travel across the United States. So if you can't travel and would like to, this is going to give you a slice of the world anywhere you want to go. It's really, really just incredibly well done. I'm going to click on the world. Oh, yeah, you got to click on for sign up for a free account, but don't let that scare you. It is totally free. Excellent, excellent, excellent site. You want to go to Spain, you can go there. I don't have my account information handy, so check this site out. It's a lot of fun. I know you're going to like it, especially on a rainy or wintry day, if we ever have a wintry day. It's now 94 degrees, and it's 10 o'clock in the morning. Temperature today in Scottsdale, Arizona is going to be 101. Nice, nice. All right. Here's another cool website. I know you're going to like this. It's the List of Conspiracy Theories. You could spend a lifetime if you're into conspiracy theories. And I might add, there's a lot of this stuff that is really factually backed up, but you can just get a feel for how many different items there are on here. So you can pick the subject that you think there's a conspiracy about and look it up, or you can just go onto this site and pick, choose what you want the conspiracy theory about. But it's an interesting site for sure. Okay, here we go. Some apps of the day, a couple cool ones today. These are absolutely free and absolutely brand new free. This first one is called Safety Photo and Video Pro. Nice app, very well done. This gets 4.6 stars out of 5. That's a good rating. Safety photo and video lets you keep your most private images and videos just that, private. This app lets you set a passcode, your most sensitive media and stuff that you want no one's eyes to see except yours. This will do that, and you can even upload new pictures and videos from your PC to this private encrypted site. Nice app. If you want to keep some things private, this is a good way to do it. Now, if you've ever fooled around or want to fool around with nighttime photography, this app, I think, was $5 at one time. It's free at the moment. I don't know how long it's going to stay free, but this is called Nightcam, Night Mode Camera, only available on your iOS operating system. This is a very high quality, good app. Nightcam is the perfect photo editing app for enhancing your photos made at night on any iPhone. I do use this. It's really nice. It's based on low light imaging, so it's going to enhance those low light photos that get blurry or get, artifacting in it because the light is so low. This will help you adjust the exposure, the time setting, all that. Very nice app, very free at the moment, definitely free. This next app, again, very esoteric app, folks, but I am a tea freak. I have a minimum of probably 8 cups of tea a day, sometimes more. I drink hot tea in the morning and iced tea all day long, and I've been doing that as long as I can remember. This is a cool app, one of my favorite apps, oddly enough. It's called the Tea App. Why? Well, tea is the most popular beverage in the world after water. I'll bet you didn't know that. Owning to this incredible fact and long history and wide popularity, tea is now undergoing a new revival. This holds true not only in the West, where many people discover tea for themselves for the first time, but also in places where tea has been a rich culture for centuries. So this is going to tell you about the different types of tea. And this is going to also tell you, and this is the part that I like, how to brew tea. And it gives you a zillion ways to brew it, including cold brew teas. Really nice app. I find it absolutely fascinating. You may want to check this out, but there are a variety of ways in which tea can be brewed. One of the things I like to do, particularly out here in Arizona, is brew sun tea, and it's real easy. You get a big jar, gallon jar, put 4 or 5 tea bags in there, whatever flavor you like. Make sure you use filtered water. Put them in the jar, put them out in the sun. 2-3 hours later, voila, you will find the most incredible iced tea ever. Obviously, you're going to put ice over it, but the tea slow drips from the sun, heating it up just very slightly, and boy, is it good. Real good. I mean, real good. So by all means, check this app out. It's a lot of fun, and I do check on it from time to time. And our last app of the day, folks, is called Shortcut Pro. This is an icon changer. This is, again, for the iOS operating system. This is really nice. If you ever get tired, and I do, of looking at the iPhone interface with the icons that they have, this one will allow you to go in and actually change your icons to pretty much whatever you want. It gives you a huge selection of pretty much any kind of app that you can think of, so of any kind of icon that you could possibly think of. So check that out. I frequently look at it and just like to change the way those icons look on the iPhone, at least my iPhone. I don't bother too much changing stuff on the iPad. You know, it's interesting, the iPad and the iPhone, very similar devices, obviously, but I really like the iPad, I think, now, because it has more real estate, it's easier to use. Obviously, it doesn't fit in your pocket, but one of the things I love doing with my iPad is photos. If you go out with that, if you've never done that, if you've never used the iPad for photography, definitely try that out. It's a whole new world. It's really good. Also, I use my iPad to control my 35 millimeter digital cameras. So I'll set them up on a tripod, particularly for night photos, and see the whole interface, exactly what the DSLR camera is seeing, and just touch the iPad and it controls the exposure, shutter speed, the whole bit. Really get some cool results. Right now I am experimenting with some HDR photography, high definition resolution photography. I might do a show one day on how I actually do that, but boy, I'll tell you, I get some insane panoramas using that. If you check me out on my Facebook page, The Gadget Professor, on Instagram, at Gadget Professor, you'll see that panorama I took last week, just as the sun went down. I was even impressed with it. So that, folks, is going to wrap it up today for The Gadget Professor. I hope you enjoyed the show. I will see everybody next week. Be safe.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.